Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes Parshas Baalei Yischa, Shir 578. There was a Yid by the name of Rav Lipa Silberman, who was a Mishamish for the Imri Chaim's son, Rav Motala, when he lived in Romania after the Second World War. Rav Motala's wife became sick, and she needed a specific medication. And this medicine was not available in Romania. So the family sent letters to friends and family in Eretz Yisrael and America to ask for the medication. And her condition got worse and worse. And each day, Rav Lipa would go to the post office to see that maybe someone had sent the medicine. And every day he came back empty-handed. And when he would tell Rav Motala what happened, he would tell him, Lipa, let's say together, Ani ma'amin b'emuna shleima, I believe that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Boire Yomanig L'chol Abruim. V'hu levadai osa oise v'yase l'chol amasim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam does everything, and therefore, even though the medicine didn't come, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every day, the same story repeated itself. He went to the post office, he came back, he told Rav Motala that the medicine didn't come, and he said together, Ani ma'amin. One day, Rachmana Litzlan, the Rebbetzin, was nifter, and on the way home from the Levaya, a message came that there was a package from America. The medicine had arrived. And obviously, Rav Lipa was devastated, and he went to tell Rav Motala what happened, that the medicine had finally arrived, but Rachmana Litzlan, it was too late. And Rav Motala stood up, and he said again, Lipa, let's repeat, Ani ma'amin b'emuna shleima sh'abayri yisbarach shmai, That was his response immediately after Rachmana Litzlan, his Rebbetzin, was nifter. This is how a Yid lives with Emunah and Betachon. Before the Tzar Rachmana Litzlan, after the Tzar Rachmana Litzlan, it's the same Rebbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculates every single detail in this world with endless ahava for every Yid. And that's how we live, especially, Rachmana Litzlan, in difficult circumstances.